This is part two to feeling down. I had to shut down there for a bit and get a grip on myself because I was just getting carried away there. Anyway, I was talking about Edgar Cayce, or starting to, and he was someone that I really respected. I read a lot of his books and what people wrote about him. And he just seemed like a simple man that just cared and did what he could for people. And you'd think, you know, he would die of old age. But that's really not what happened. Sometimes we live in a strange world. Sometimes I think I got it all worked out, figured out, and another day comes along and I don't understand anything. It's emotions get in there, you know, and they color everything. And it's just one emotion falls on top of another one. So when I start feeling down and, you know, go through this little bit of a phase and feel a little depressed, as soon as I work my way out of it, then I start feeling down because I feel guilty for feeling that way in the first place. You know, then I feel ashamed and guilty. It's like one thing just leads to another with it. You know, then comes the embarrassment. You're sitting there, wow, Jesus, good thing nobody saw that. Better straighten up and put that smile back on my face and pretend everything is honky-dory. And yeah, we have it under control. Just keep feeling that 3.6 million, everything will be just fine. Yeah. See, there's also a bit of a bear trap when you're purposely creating or manifesting something. Because there's this thing where you're waiting for it. And that in itself holds it back. You can have the expectancy of it, but not the waiting for it. Because waiting for it is actually seeing that it's not there and experiencing the feeling of it not being there. You see, so now it's creating the opposite. Where full expectancy of it is actually mentally thinking that it's there and also more coming. You're in full expectancy of it. I expect it to be there when I go to the bank. You see, it's there. But sort of waiting for it is the opposite. So, when we have the feelings of waiting for it, we get other negative emotions. And what they're really telling us is that we're focusing in the wrong direction. I mean, that's the purpose of those feelings and emotions. To let us know which way our thoughts are actually directing that energy that's coming out of us and going out into the universe and creating what we want. So we really do have to watch those feelings. Sometimes, you know, it's not a matter of controlling them. It's a matter of redirecting them by changing our thoughts and by focusing back on the having. Now, I did it this morning. It took a lot of work, an hour, to get a feeling for a few minutes. I mean, I just couldn't hold it. I couldn't even hold my focus on the 3.6 million. I mean, my head was all over the place, but I just said, no, I gotta do it, because I missed yesterday. So I gotta do it today. I gotta get that feeling back. And of course, in talking about what I went through yesterday, I went through it again. See, because I brought up that experience again. So I just went through everything I went through yesterday again today. Now, you know, I didn't have to do this, but because I wanted to record it, I sort of had to do it. So that's where, in some ways, I'm kind of getting a double whammy, because I'm doing it and recording things and recording the positive and the negative sort of thing. So it's a little different when you're creating and you're creating and recording, or like writing about it at the same time. There's a bit of a difference there. Quite a difference, actually. A huge difference. It's much more draining. It takes twice the energy for some reason. I mean, I don't know exactly why, but nevertheless, that's the way it is. And also, it takes more focus on my part, because the more time I spend talking about it, there's variable feelings in there. And my focus shifts, because if I talk about the feeling of expectancy, that's good, that's what we want. And then when I talk about the waiting for it, well, then instantly I'm in that feeling bracket of waiting for it, you know, because I'm sort of working my feelings through that so that I can verbally explain it. So I end up putting myself in the spot where I don't want to be to actually be able to explain it. So there's a lot of yo-yo effect. And I think as a person is reading this, they're going to get the same sort of yo-yo effect there too. So the idea is to read through it, gather up the information you need, and then go for it. And then later on, you can pick the parts out that you may need for information to keep going and expand your ability to bring these things to you, right? Anyway, the point is, I've got to shut this down now, because I don't want any more of this energy to really get into this book. I just want enough there so the person sees it, that if they're going through the same, they know that this can happen and move on from it.